Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Why is it so hard meeting people in the city when people, man, they're everywhere? Yeah, and surely not all of them hate you, or that's what you'd think. But they've all got eyes drawing lines on the sidewalks, hands hanging down by their thighs as they stride right on by you. Without saying hi, yeah, without even trying. Well, there's no way to go it alone, so I might as well start throwing stones just to make them look up from their phones. Yeah, to make them look at me. Just look, just look, just look at me.
What's your favorite type of tool?
My favorite tool? Okay, I like the hammer a lot, actually. It's got the two ends. It's kind of sweet, you know? Like, you hit it in one. You know, what's the pulley thing called on the back? You pull nails with it? What's that? What's going on with that? Is that...
the city when people, man, they're everywhere. Yeah, there's people in the rivers, there's people in the skies, but you could stand right in the middle of traffic. Yeah, you could stand right in the middle of traffic. Yeah, you could stand right in the middle of traffic. Yeah, you could stand right in the middle of traffic. Yeah, you could stand right in the middle of traffic with your eyes closed and your arms open wide, and they'd all glide on by you like you was an island and they was a tide. Well, there's no way to go it alone, so I might as well start throwing stones just to make them look up from their phones. Yeah, to make them look at me. Just look, just look, just look at me. One person in the city, one person out of 130,000 or more, one person who's looking for one person to sit them all down for a series of interviews. Where do you see yourself in 60 years? Do you see yourself helping me out of the bag? There's no way to go it alone,
might as well start throwing stones just to make them look up on their phones. Yeah, to make them look at me. Just look, oh, there's no way to go it alone. So I might as well start throwing stones just to make them look up on their phones. Yeah, to make them look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me.
What a fantastic emotional, and even though some of the content was rather moving, it was very just happy feeling way to start this day of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscopes, our observational sessions for this week. That was Guelph's own darlings, Drunk at the Library, with their first full length, or yeah, first album, I should say, which is a long title called, they actually sung it in the song, the album being called Where Do You See Yourself in 60 Years? Do You See Yourself Helping Me Out of the Bath? We heard the first track off that album called Throwing Stones. That was a monolithic piece of music there, having seen Drunk at the Library live, and they did a lot with the studio version of this song. Very happy to have finally got to listen to that album a few weeks ago, and finally able to feature it here on air on CFRU. And yeah, they have a show coming up in Toronto this Thursday, November 7th, at the Handlebar at 159 Augusta Avenue in Kensington Market. The theatrical indie rock band will be playing with Blank Screen and Martian Crisis Unit. It's $5 to $10 cover, a 19-plus event. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. This is part of Drunk the Library's, album celebration concert, which it's hosted by DGW on the Side, which is the concert booking alias for Daniel G. Wilson of Mississauga's John Crow, who I actually got to meet finally this past weekend. I'll get into that shortly. So yeah, Drunk at the Library. That album is available, pay what you can, on Bandcamp. And if you are in Toronto, go check them out on this Thursday, November 7th. Yeah, so this past weekend, to get a little catch up on my activities, it was the Borderless Music and Arts Festival in Peterborough. I got to play in it first as my own music project, Pierre Zulvai. Got to go with Stan Partners, another Guelph band duo, Isaiah and Charity, shout out, of With Strings here on CFRU. We went together with a very good friend of theirs and now friend of mine, shout out also to Obehi for driving us out there and back. You are amazing. So yeah, it was my third performance ever, and I already got a festival gig. It was pretty incredible. Everyone in Peterborough was so nice and receptive of my strange owl soundscapes, which Stan Partners has dubbed my music, which I like a lot. Yeah, and totally great experience under my belt. there's an upcoming performance I will be playing in, but I will leave that to the most appropriate time later in the show. So let's, because I have lots of new and new music to play, and also some past music that I haven't have a chance to play a feature yet. Let's move on. We're going to be playing a piece by Texas instrumental prog rock band Process of Illumination. I think it was last week I featured one of their pieces off their new sophomore album, The Broken, self-released on Bandcamp. Today, we will be listening to the track called Reawaken. So let's jump into Process of Illumination and their song Reawaken here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you. That was Wax Limbs with their most hard-rocking piece off of their new album, The Autumn Bell. That was Waking Up, featuring lead vocals by Olivia. Self-released and available on Bandcamp. This Toronto art rock band just released a new single in mid-October called Earth is Unmade, and is also available on Bandcamp. And at the beginning of this set, we heard Process of Illumination with Reawakening off the album The Broken, self-released on Bandcamp. Jupiter Hollow, that is a name we have not heard in a while. They are the Barrie, Ontario prog rock metal duo, Grant McKenzie and Kenny Perry. It's been a while since I've played any of their music on the SMK, because I kind of slid over their 2018 full-length album called Adomn. I think that's how you pronounce it, or its spelling is A-H-D-O-M-N. This album features the majority of the songs from their 2017 EP, Odyssey, which was I played a lot from that EP. But in addition, it includes two epic works, the 10-minute Mandating Our Existence and the 16.5-minute Null Without Praise. We will be listening to Mandating Our Existence by Jupiter Hollow, which they were able to send me a digital copy of these two epic tracks. So thank you guys. Let's jump into it. Mandating Our Existence by Jupiter Hollow here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
to be inside you.
Oh,
Hey, this is Matthew of Sombra from Montreal, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Thank you.
That was Clara Engel with the song Wazoo Rebel. I hope that's pronounced right. In English, it is translated to Rebel Bird, coming off their recent EP from the spring, A Little Blue Fox, self-released and available on Bandcamp. Now I can plug in the next show that I'll be performing in, as I will be opening for Clara. It's this Friday, November 8th, in Toronto at the Untica Cafe and Records at 960 Queen Street West. Music starts at 8 p.m. sharp. I'll be up first, and the door cover is $10. Clara will be bringing some of their artwork that they make a lot for their album covers and just art in general. They actually just did the, I guess in the art community, it's called Inktober. There was a lot of nice, interesting drawings that they did up. And actually, I will be bringing some merch as well. It's handmade ceramic tile coasters, like drink coasters, with my official Piers Ulvi logo that I came up with, cut into colored paper and set firmly on the top of it, and with felt on the bottom. All the works, all durable. I was surprised, well, kind of surprised, but very happy to see that at the Peterborough Festival performance, people bought a few coasters. Really happy about that. We'll be hearing another piece by Clara in the next hour as an additional plug for this concert. But now we're going to continue on with some more more ambient and feeling or songs that with feel in it. Or feeling in it. Yes, that's the word. So we're going to go into a piece by M83, which is a French-American electronic music project helmed by Anthony Gonzalez. They released a new album recently called Digital Shades Volume 2 on Mute Records. I've listened to halfway through it, and we got it, the CD version here at the station. Digital Shades Volume 2, shortened to DSV11 or 7, DS7, is influenced by early 80s sci-fi fantasy films, The Neverending Story, Phantasm, In the Mouth of Madness, and analog synth pioneers Brian Eno, Suzanne Ciani, Mort Garson, and John Carpenter. I believe I also read it's pretty much based on video game soundtracks, especially with the artwork with a warrior on a giant dinosaur and a flying creature next to it in front of a semi-transparent pyramid on an alien world. The piece we'll be listening to, almost halfway through the album, all instrumental, I should say, is called Feelings. So, starting off here, in the next music session, M83 with Feelings off Digital Shades Volume 2, here on CFRU 93.3 FM. That was Vancouver alternative rock band Melt, which is spelled M-E-L-T-T, with the song Flow off their debut album, Swim Slowly, released on Wave Phase Records. Melt is a mind-blowing Vancouver alternative rock band who pieced together the foundations of indie and ambient with a psychedelic and electronic flair. They have a show in BC for all you BC Syndicate listeners out there. Shout out to CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo and CJMP in 90.1 in Powell River. If you're around the Vancouver area in 2 weeks, Saturday, November 16th, they will be playing at the Clubhouse on 238 East 1st Avenue, guesting with Landline for Blonde Diamond, featuring special drag performances and a post-show DJ party. $15 cover, and the event starts at 8 p.m. I also did want to quickly correct something from the M83 album. It's Digital Shades Volume 2, and so the abbreviation is DSV2, or the I forget the word right now. So DSVII, the Roman numerals. Yes, that's it. Ending off this first hour of the SMK, we're going to play another track from most people from the Toronto indie pop rock trio, who just released their debut album as well, called Call Me Up, self-released and available on Bandcamp. Going along with these couple of songs about feelings, we're going to be listening to their song Feeling Right. So here's most people with Feeling Right, or Feelings Right, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Stay tuned for the second hour of this observational session.